Glenn Academy Red Terriers Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Summit Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Jessup Furniture, Peachtree Pest Control, Golden Isles Pharmacy, Sea Palms Realty, I-95 Toyota, Golden Isles Collision, and by Cunningham Jewelers. And now, here is your host, Bob Black.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Glenn Academy's Coaches Show with Head Coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Bob Black. This segment of the Red Terriers Coaches Show is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Peachtree Pest Control, Golden Isles Pharmacy, Sea Palms Realty, Jessup Furniture, Golden Isles Collision, Cunningham Jewelers, and by I-95 Toyota. Now, join us, head coach of the Red Terriers, Coach Rocky Hidalgo. How are you, Coach?
I'm good, man. First off, Thanksgiving Day special edition of the Rocky Hidalgo Coach Show.
That's exactly right. So it is a Thanksgiving Day.
For all those listeners out there, wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving. Enjoy your time with your family. Don't call the neighbors on you, on the police, or the police on your neighbors if they got more than six people in the house.
I don't think Georgia's going by that yet. I think Kemp's in enough trouble to keep that away.
I've already warned my neighbors. They call the popo. There'll be retaliations in Strother Place back there.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm going to Hilton Head to see my sister and another sister and a brother. So I'm sure we're going to have over 10 people. So I'm going to tell you right now, people, go ahead and show up. We will have more people. Quick recap on the year, Coach. It's been a good year. You had a win over Statesboro, 28-0 last week, which was I think that's probably the weirdest game I've ever been involved with as far as fan noise and crowd. And it was just weird. And the red smoke just kind of hung over the field there for a while. But it was just kind of boring. But to recap the year, you know, you've scored, or the Terriers have scored 245 points and only allowed 143. Got a 5-game win streak going. And that's pretty impressive for a defense that's, playing lights out right now.
Yeah, the kids are playing really well, that game was crazy. It was like studying in a library. That's what it was like. It was so quiet out there. But, you know, our kids, it wasn't a pretty game, and we were a little sloppy here or there. We had the wreck on 95. We sat in traffic for about an hour and 10 minutes. But, you know, defensively, we kind of settled in, played hard, and got a shutout, walked out of there with a win. So we'll take it.
Yeah, you know, the wreck on 95 just kind of summed up to close the year out. You know, it's been a car wreck almost all year with the COVID and all that stuff. Yeah. So, you know, that was just kind of fitting. Like I said earlier, though, the defense really hasn't given up a touchdown except to the fake punt on the Bradwell game. First drive, Statesboro starts off with an onside kick. And got it, and drove the ball down to the one before the defense bowed up and held him from scoring. So.
Yeah, you know, our kids, we were a little lackadaisical. I think probably that onside kick took us by surprise there, and that was a good call by Coach Kaiser. I think we were a little lackadaisical when we came out on the field. We kind of settled in after a few minutes. They knocked us off the ball the first couple of plays, and our D-line settled in, started playing tough, and we were able to get out of there, hold them, fortunately, and get out of there without giving up any points.
Yeah, the tackles on the night were spread out. I know you're not a stat guy, but a couple of guys with four tackles was Ryan Say had four, Joseph Beckham, your Vipers, who continue to play well, had four. DJ Clinch, who's really done a good job at the nose, had four. Cameron Joseph, you little small little free safety coming up at four.
Yeah, Jaden Turner was our defensive player of the week. Honestly, he played his best game. He was really, his effort was really good.
Two tackles, five assists.
He set the tone a lot of times at the point of attack somewhere, reset the line of scrimmage. He was really impressive Friday. He's a guy that's moved from linebacker to D line. He gets better and better every week.
All right, this is the Glenn Academy Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. You did talk about him, and some other guys up on the front. You know, we talked about Jaden Turner, but your junior, DJ Clinch, you know, he's seen the guy go about his business Friday night, too, and, you know, in the middle.
DJ's a really special talent. I mean, he really is. When DJ's kind of got it in him, I don't think there's anybody around here can block him. And he's got such – great takeoff. He gets off the ball to be in the opponent's backfield, create negative plays. A Marlon Taylor type player, really and truly. I mean, he is, and he's still learning the position a little bit. But man, he's turned into a special player.
Yeah, and like we said, he's just a junior. You know, another year with him in the middle. So defensive backs also seemed to have a good night, led by Jaden Drayton, who had two breakups and one tackle. You know, we play a lot of man coverage, don't we? So, yep. You know, asking those guys to play man coverage all night, it can be a challenge for us.
Yeah,
so.
You know, and they're in one-on-one situations, and people throw 50-50 balls, and those guys have kind of hunkered down and hung in there. Coach Sharp, Coach Welburn do a great job coaching that position. And Jaden Drayton is probably as good a player as there is anywhere in South Georgia. He is, and he's been spectacular this year. He don't ever leave the field, and he's a kid that, man, his toughness, maturity, he's a really special kid, special player.
Yeah, Jaden, you know, we use Jaden a lot offensively and defensively. Had actually had two pass attempts for two completions Friday night on, I'm not going to call them trick plays, I'm going to call them plays that are in the playbook now, because it's not a trick. We're going to run it, stop it if you can. He also had four carries for 22 yards on the night, which was a, you know, pretty good night for Drayden.
And blocked well on the perimeter, and he was our offensive player of the game. And, man, he could have been the defensive player of the game, the offensive player of the game. He doesn't ever leave the field. He's a pretty special kid.
And just a junior.
Yeah, just a sophomore.
Sophomore.
Even better.
Yeah, exactly. You know, one other thing I wanted to point out, and it's kind of your style of defense, or actually Terry's style of defense, it's kind of a bend, don't break. I mean, you'll see a lot of catches underneath in front of our DBs or in front of the linebackers, and that's kind of, I don't want to say it's by design, but you just like to come up, make the tackle, and live to see another day.
Well, you know, I wouldn't describe us as bend but don't break. I mean, we hit a lot of three and outs. We've gotten a lot of three and outs on people, and, you know, I think one of the things that we have right now with our kids are playing really hard, but we're not a super talented group of kids. We don't have, you know, Division I players all over the field, and we just got some average high school football players, some good high school football players that play incredibly hard. They play within the scheme. So I think, you know, somebody else mentioned that to me. I don't like the term bend but don't break. I think what you do is, when you play great defense sometimes against good offenses, you don't give up big plays, and you wait. You have to wait for your opportunity on third and long to get off the field and take your chances. And you know, sometimes we have to do that because we just don't have a lot of guys who are just going to go out there and win one-on-one battles up front and create negative plays in that respect.
Yeah, they did play a pretty well defensive back. So they had breakups. They had Dan Moran had a breakup. Hayes had a breakup, and Jaden Drayton had two breakups in the backfield, and they played good defense all night long, like you just said. So we're going to wrap up the defense. We're going to go to the offense next when we come back. We'll take a short break here in a minute. But, you know, DJ Lewis, you know, continues to lead the offense in a quiet, and I said DJ, I think it's TJ, I'm sorry. So, but we're going to take a quick break right here for the first break of the night. More to come on the Terrace Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
It's that time again. Time to support your Glenn Academy Red Terriers. Peachtree Pest Control is a proud supporter of high school athletics in Glenn County and a proud sponsor of the Glenn Academy Red Terriers Show. And remember, we are here for all of your pest control needs. Check us out at peachtreepest.com or give us a call at 855-3-PEACHTREE. And let's go, Terriers! The friendly staff at Golden Isles Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free same-day delivery to St. Simons in Brunswick, so experience the difference for yourself. GoldenIslesPharmacy.com, 912-266-8140. Golden Isles Pharmacy is a proud supporter of Glenn County Athletics. Let's go, Terriers!
All the best furniture brands at the best prices. Jessup Furniture, Ashley, Liberty, Hooker Furniture, Southern Motion, Coastal Living by Universal. Jessup Furniture has it all. Living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road, 267-1897. Low prices, quality furniture, friendly staff. Jessup Furniture.
Back to the Glenn Academy's Coaches Show with Head Coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Bob Black. This segment brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine Orthopedic Surgery, Peachtree Pest Control, Cunningham Jewelers, and by Golden Isles Pharmacy. All right, Coach, heading over to the offensive side of the ball. Your offense is obviously run by T.J. Lewis, who on the year has attempted 43 passes, 24 completions, run the ball 112 times for 830 yards, and really – you know, had a good night in Statesboro last Friday night.
Yeah, I mean, TJ's playing really well. And that's if TJ doesn't play well, we don't have much of an offense. And it's because he's the quarterback with what we do. He's got to run the ball, be decisive, be deliberate. He's doing that right now. And you know, we're doing what we want to do on offense. We're spreading the ball around to some good athletes. And you know, when he gets an opportunity to run the ball, he's making plays.
Yeah, it seems like he's playing with a lot more confidence now than he did the first of the year.
Yeah,
it seems like he's reading that off tackle very well. That seems to be where he's tucking it up.
Yeah, I think a big part of that is we're playing better on the offensive line. I think the turnover we had in the offensive line, the injuries, he had people in his lap the whole night. It's hard to run an option offense and read the defensive end when the defensive tackle is attacking the mesh point. So, I mean, we had some issues there. We've gotten better at that. We've been able to win a battle or two up front, but, you know, we're getting some stalemates. And if we can get a stalemate, we got a chance.
Yeah, I was going to touch on the offensive line. One of the things that I wanted to ask you about is Jack Fendig is back healthy. Is that – I think you had him in a tight end position last week with a tight end number. Does that help with some juggling some folks around?
Yeah, it just gives us a third hand in there. Colin Fox is out with an injury and gives us another hand. And unfortunately this week we've got a couple guys down that will miss this game. So Jack will be back at tackle in there. And he's – I'm just glad we've gotten him back. He's a good football player, and unfortunately he's missed a big chunk of the season, but we've got him back. We're going to use him.
That's watching practice today. It looked like it was it Nick DiMarzo that was lined up maybe in that tight end position or on three-man front over there?
He was on the three-man front. Nick has been playing right tackle for us. He's at left tackle this week, and Nick Mutchinson will be at center on Friday night.
I think catch him that with a high ankle sprain.
An ankle sprain. We're hoping to get him back next week, but we'll just have to see. Maybe he'll survive a couple of weeks without him.
We talked about Nick DiMarzo just a few minutes ago. He's one of those quiet guys that seems to just go out there and done his job for the most part.
Yeah, he's super quiet.
Yeah, you can't hardly get
that
conversation.
That's why we never talk, man. I had a parrot that talked more than he did. He's a good player. I mean, he's played for us for 3 years. It's hard to believe that guy's played that much football, didn't
he? Yeah, it doesn't seem like
that. But
because you don't know he's there, he never says it.
That's exactly right. It's like a dime store Indian standing in the corner selling cigars. He pass blocks a little better, I suppose. Now he's a kid that's gotten, man. He's turned into a really solid player for us here. He's a great kid and shows up every day, works hard. We're happy he's one of ours.
Yeah, exactly. And I wanted to mention I mentioned trick plays earlier. We're not going to call them trick plays, but we did have a fake punt to Keenan Warren, who is a junior defensive wide receiver type guy, 21 yards, picked up the first down. I think I heard you mention on another show when you had the onside kick, boom, that was it.
I was going to fake punt, yeah.
Yeah.
I made my decision as soon as they onside kicked, he was going to get fake punt. I had to hold my teeth, hold my water doing another one, though, because I was – I thought about doing two, but one was sufficient.
I go for it, Coach. You know, you like living on the edge. You're listening to the Red Terrace Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Like we said earlier, T.J. Lewis had three touchdowns on the night. Another touchdown was by your running back. I don't know what you call him up back. Just your single back back there. It was Caden Hutchison, who on the year don't have a lot of flashy numbers, 58 carries for 282 yards, but he's done his job back there. He blocked well.
He's our dive back. And, you know, it's the offense is designed around doing what the defense gives you, and that's you know, a lot of times they're doing a lot of squeezing, which means we're getting a lot of pull action. In the past, we've gotten a lot of gives. The other thing is we've just had to restart over on the offensive line. So some of the plays where we were just gives for us, we had to kind of throw those things out and work back to them. So we don't have as many of those gap schemes that we used to run in the past, because we just haven't been adept at running them with the offensive line this year. We've kind of started to run a few more of those things. Hopefully we'll continue to get, better at them, and that'll be a big part. But he's a solid high school football player. He's done a nice job for us. He's a better athlete than a lot of people think he is.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. He's got a lot of speed. You'll see that when he breaks open. He's also a baseball player. And yep. So I'm sure Coach Mongero is waiting to get him back over there. All right. That's pretty much going to wrap up the Statesboro game. Although it was a weird game, a quiet game, we came out with a victory 28-0, got back on the bus and came back and ready to tee it up for another game. So, business like you like to play it. So, quick look at our next opponent. Gosh, I forgot the name already.
Grovetown.
Out of up near Augusta.
Yeah.
Coming in at the 4-5 overall. No, I'm sorry, that's Delaney. Coming in with a... what are they, Coach?
2-7.
2-7 and 0-5 in the region. They kind of backdoored into the region, into the playoffs. You want to explain that to us?
Well,
another COVID issue?
Because of COVID, they had some teams that didn't play enough region games and kind of weren't allowed to go into the region play or go into state play. So they ended up being the number 4 seed. And it is what it is. We got to show up and play ball on Friday night and hopefully get something out of it.
Yeah, and it's looking at a little bit of film, look at their stats. I know you don't worry about them. Seems like they're led by a sophomore, actually, at number 13, Joseph Jen, who's had last two games. He's rushed for over 162 yards in one, 131 in the other. So what I know it's about Glenn Academy. What do we got to do to stop him?
Yeah, I think they've got some young players up front, the offensive line, quarterback's a freshman. But they've got some good athletes, and we've got to show up and play. We can't show up and just think we're going to throw our jerseys out there and win the game. As long as we play fast and hard on defense and fit on the ball real well, I think we'll get it and do our job and get out of there with a win. But he's a dynamic kid, and if we show up and we're not prepared to play and give him creases, he can hurt us.
Yeah, he also plays defensive end, I believe, and he's had 34 tackles and 13 assists, 6 of them for a loss. So we got to make sure we know where number 13 is.
No doubt.
All night. So, all right, Coach, last session with you. We're going to have some special guests come in for the final session. Wrap us up here with what we got to do Friday night, come out with the victory. And let's get it done.
I think the thing we got to do is execute on offense. Got to, it's always comes down to explosive plays, turnovers, special teams. We got to be better in our special teams. Our special teams have been all over the place this year. We've got to do a better job of that. We got to hold on to football, and we got to run our offense. We got to go out and execute our offense. We got to be able to run the football, hand it off, run the football, get positive yards, and then make some plays in the option game and create some big plays and easy scores.
Okay, that's going to wrap up this session here. We got one more session left. I got some special guests coming in. Coach, we appreciate your time. We'll see you Friday night.
Yes, sir.
We'll be right back with more of the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. Sea Palms Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting, Sea Palms Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office located in Sea Palms Resort or call us 912-638-6660, and you can always find us online at seapalmscoastalrealty.com. Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service. Despite of everything, the world keeps spinning. Weddings are still being planned, anniversaries are still coming up. Babies are still being born, and Cunningham Jewelers is still here to help you. Whether it's taking care of your graduate this summer, a special gift for that special someone, finding mom the perfect gift, telling dad thank you for everything, Cunningham Jewelers has you covered no matter what and no matter your budget. CunninghamJewelers.com, also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest. It's time to get yourself into the awesome new ride you deserve. The place to do that is I-95 Toyota. 2021 Camrys, Corollas, explore with a brand new RAV4, get rugged with a brand new Tundra, or take a look at I-95 Toyota's huge pre-owned inventory. I-95 Toyota is the home of the 20-year, 200,000-mile warranty, free car washes, and oil changes for life. I-95Toyota.com or 866-590-3461. And let's go, Terrors!
Welcome back to the Glenn Academy Red Terror Coaches Show with Head Coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Bob Black. This segment is brought to you by I-95 Toyota, Sea Palms Realty, Jessup Furniture, and by Gold Niles Collision. Actually, for this last session, I don't have Coach Hidalgo. We cut him loose. I've got four guys that I like to show what it takes for the Glenn Academy team to really do what they how they do, how we travel, how we get to the field Friday nights. You know, even something as small is how we hydrate the kids on Friday night. But first guy I want to talk to is Bobby Jordan. Bobby has come on board. Let me ask him, Bobby, how long have you been working with the Terrors?
This is my fifth season, Coach Black.
Fifth season, and your gig is to get us there.
That's right. loading the trailer, making sure we have all the equipment that we need for the game, just getting everything organized for game day mainly, and then making sure it all gets back on the trailer
After the game,
get organized, as well as, you know, the uniform bags and all that good stuff.
Yeah, and you actually get here early Friday. I mean, you're usually here at 10 o'clock.
10 o'clock. Yeah. That's my routine. Fridays, game day. Coach Rock and I usually go out to lunch with Andy Jones, maybe sometimes joined by others.
The mayor of St. Simon's.
The mayor of St. Simon's. Yeah. Menorcan Mullet.
Yeah, hated all over the region. I mean, not necessarily hated, but Mr. Jones, if you don't like where they want us to park our trailer, he changes their way of thinking. So
Mr. Jones is well known throughout South Georgia with his trailer.
Yeah, we've been everywhere. What? How'd you get with him? I mean, I think Andy probably recruited you, and you stepped up. And
I actually met Andy. You know, I'm not from here, obviously.
Yeah, yeah. Where are you from?
I'm from St. Louis, Missouri.
Sam, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Go ahead. Grew up there. I've been here for 10 years, you know, on St. Simon's in the area. And I met actually Andy Jones fishing on the water one day.
Yeah.
We became close friends pretty much that year. And then he talked a lot about Glenn Academy football. So I started going to the football games on Friday nights, met Coach Rock, and they're like, "What are you doing up in the stands? Why don't you just come down here with us?"
It helps out.
So here I am. They gave me a stack of shirts and hats, and they said, "We pretty much own you now.
Dress it properly.
Work these Glenn Academy clothes
yeah.
off."
Yeah, exactly. I really don't think people realize what it takes to get there, and we appreciate what you do for us. You know, there's many years that I run up and down the road with these three guys in the back of a pickup truck, as we often say, but now it's a full-fledged operation. I mean, it takes a lot to get us there.
It's all about coordination, and it takes 3, you know, grown men to get her going.
Yeah, it actually is. I can't get here quite as early as Andy and Bobby do on Friday, but, you know, it is a full-time operation. All right, this is the Glenn Academy's Coaches Show with Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. One more thing, Bobby, what keeps you coming back?
I just enjoy being on the field with the kids.
Friday nights,
the excitement. And just being around the kids and the coaches, pretty much the coaches are all my best friends. So.
Yeah, it's a very tight group. You know, it's a lot of fun, and the coaches are dedicated to winning. You know,
they are,
and that makes it even better. Well, we appreciate you, Bobby. You are a big help on Friday nights. You know, especially get away games. We got to get that equipment off the field and on that trailer before the kids start bringing their bags. That can be a full-time thing. Anything else before we get to the...
That's it. I just appreciate being appreciated.
Yeah.
Being part of the team.
Yeah, it is a big family. All right, got three special guys here. Some guys that have been with us for a long time. We've got Tamarius Grant, more commonly known as Scooter. We've got Michael Butler, who was also part of the program, and Quantel West. Now, I'm not sure if Quantel is going to speak or not, but he said he might. But you're listening to the Glenn Academy's Coaches Show with Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. All right, Scooter, let's start with Michael. Michael Grant, commonly known as Mikey. Okay. How did you get involved with the program, Mikey?
Well, I was in my 10th grade year, and I was in the old cafeteria, Glenn Academy, and the head coach, Rocky Hidalgo, came up to me. He asked, do I want to join football? And I said, yes, I would.
Okay. And so from there, you became like a manager, helping Coach Hidalgo out and doing what you could.
Yes, sir.
Now, you graduated last year, right?
I graduated in 2017.
17?
Yes, sir.
So, well, why do you keep coming back?
Because I like being a part of the football team. To me, this football team as like my second family.
I got you.
I like coming to help the football team. And
I got you. All right, now I'm going to put you on the spot. Who's your favorite coach?
My favorite coach is Rocky.
Oh, no. What? Come on now. Golly. That ain't right, man. I get you in here on the show and you know. Well, okay, all right. Not that second is acceptable, but who's your second best coach?
Coach Black.
There, boy, there you go. Now we're talking. All right, thank you, Michael. We appreciate you. All right, here we go. Now we're going to the mainstay of Glenn Academy. Talking to him earlier, if you've ever been involved with Glenn Academy, you know Tamarius Grant or you know Scooter, okay? Been around 21 years, all right, talking to him.
Yeah.
What coach did you start with?
Coach Tooley.
You started with Coach Tooley? How did you get out? Did he do something like Coach Hidalgo did to Mikey and see you in the cafeteria, or he didn't?
No. I was doing before the coach came, I was doing the game.
Oh, you was for the locker room and all for Coach Tooley got there?
Yeah.
Okay, so what is your main job, Scooter? I know you do a lot of things, but what do you think your main job is here at Glenn Academy?
Clean the field house up, try to clean that cleaned up, and try to do all everything cleaned up, the bathroom, all that cleaned up real well.
So you try to make sure that the Red Terriers have a clean facility to do their job in, okay? You also come in and do the laundry, don't you?
Yeah.
Every Saturday morning? How long does that take you?
Not too long.
Not too long?
No, not too long.
Now, I know your brother, Henry, he helps us out some, too. He's not here right now, but does he come over to help you with the laundry?
No.
He don't? What's up with that?
I don't know.
Well, he'll come get a sandwich, won't he? Yeah, he knows when we're eating, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Putting you on the spot, Scooter, who's your favorite coach?
I got three.
Okay. All right.
Mr. Andy?
Yeah.
That's your three favorite coaches? All right. I let you out of that one for good. Well, Scooter, we appreciate you, too. You know, you do a good job around here and just keep doing what you do a lot more than just clean up the field house. And like I said, anybody that knows anything about Glenn Academy football knows Scooter. So,
yep.
All right. Last one. Quantel, you want to speak?
Yeah.
All right. Quantel West has been a manager with the – how long you been with the Red Terriers?
First, I'm going to start off with middle school. I'm going to tell you how I really started.
Okay.
You know, like a manager.
Okay.
You know, I pretty much started like in seventh grade in middle school.
In middle school, really?
Yeah, in middle school with that Coach Collier. That's who, you know, I was working up under. You know, that's how I
was. Was I coaching middle school then? You remember?
Yeah, I think you were.
Okay. Well, that's good.
I was doing a hurricane back then.
Yeah, you were a hurricane, baby. That's right.
Yeah, I'm a hurricane. And that's how I really started to learning how, like, you know, what being a manager is.
What it need to do,
you need to do, equipment, make sure equipment fixed and everything.
Fixing helmets and stuff like that.
Helmets. So, you know, I learned a lot about that. That's who I started working up under from my middle school time.
Okay.
Once I graduated from middle school, then I came to high. I came to high school.
And just rolled it on over.
Yeah, then y'all started my ninth grade year.
And stayed on the whole time. And now you've graduated and you're still coming back.
Yeah, I'm still coming
back. What keeps you coming back?
Well, what keeps me coming back is... You know,
we're short on time. Yeah, you like working?
Yeah, I like working with my boy Scooter.
With your boy Scooter? Attaboy.
My boy Scooter, because being a manager is not an easy job. It's not an easy thing to do.
No, it ain't easy.
It can't just take two people.
Yeah, it takes a team, doesn't it?
It takes a team effort.
And does a family unity around here help you out, keep you coming back?
Yeah, you know, it keeps me out of trouble. I enjoy traveling.
Yeah, we go a lot of places, don't we?
Yeah, that we have fun.
Traveling with the Red Terror. Red Terror's on the move.
On the move, man.
There you go. All right, guys, it's time to wrap it up. I'm a little bit over time. We appreciate you joining us here. We've had Bobby Jordan, who's you know more than an equipment guy. We've had Tamarius Grant, who's called Scooter, Michael Butler, Mikey, and Quantel West. We appreciate you guys joining us. Appreciate what you do. We appreciate everybody on the network here. You've been listening to the Glen Academy Coaches Show with Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Come get me, mother. I'm through.